I'm Lance Purdy. I'm 43. Today is May 12th, 2007. We're in Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm the nephew.
My name's Irene Severin. I'm 60, and today is May 12th, 2007. We are at the Downtown Library in Omaha, Nebraska, and I am the aunt to Lance Purdy.
All right. So, Aunt Rainey, tell me where you grew up.
We moved a lot.
Yeah.
I grew up till I was 10. We lived down in the Ozarks. We lived in, my first memory is living in Carthage, Missouri. From there, we moved to Joplin, Missouri when my parents divorced. And from Joplin, we moved to Monette after Mom remarried, and then back to Joplin, Missouri. And then when I was in fifth grade, we moved to Crete, Nebraska.
So you moved, what, about every year or so?
It was a lot. I was bashful anyway, so moving from school to school was pretty difficult.
What are some of the earliest memories you have in Carthage?
In Carthage? We had a little dog, a little Boston Terrier named Candy, and there was a big tree that we made a treehouse in, and there was a swing in the tree, and there were lilac bushes around the house, and it seemed like we must live in the country on this huge estate. And when I revisited one time, it was a tiny little house and not very big. But
well, how old were you at the time?
Oh, well, if it was my earliest memories, probably 4, 5, 6 mm-hmm. in there. The treehouse, we played with the neighbor kids a lot up in the treehouse. One of our great accomplishments one time was your mother was being naughty and to us, and she was sulking down in the swing, and we managed to, we always had knives, we were always armed. We'd go to the kitchen and get knives, and so we managed to cut the ropes on the swing.
Oh.
We just kind of, you know, kids back then, we ran all over. Mm-hmm. I mean, with very little adult supervision. There was an older couple across the street, Ma and Pa Hicks. Now, is that a name for you? That's what we called them. And I spent a lot of time with them. I adored them. And like I say, it was a gravel road we lived on, a gravel street. And I know it wasn't paved. And I remember almost getting hit by a car one time. When I was, because I didn't look, you know, I was crossing the street, but people didn't drive as fast then as they do now. There was a, what we called chat, a gravel. They added a bedroom onto this little house Mom and Dad had, and there was a gravel piled kind of at the bottom of the hill in the yard, and I used to get on my trike and just go hell-bent for election down that hill and hit that gravel pile and shoot up it, and boy, I thought I was living dangerously, you know. Mom worked, Dad worked. They both worked for the city of Carthage. And Linda and I both started school, of course, mm-hmm. in Carthage. We'd walk to school, and your mother would throw rocks at me because I didn't walk fast enough.
She was a big sister.
And she was kind of mean sometimes. I didn't want to start school because I was going to have to wear shoes. And I liked going barefoot, so that was one of my big concerns, was having to wear shoes to school.
Oh, no.
I remember that. Yep.
So what did Grandpa Smith do for
Carthage? He was an electrician. He worked for the, I guess they called it, I think they called it the light department for some reason, but it would mm-hmm. have been, you know, the city works. And that's where Mom met Herb, too. He was, you know, the manager, the director of city works, so.
Okay. And then they started having troubles and you moved on?
They got divorced. We moved to Joplin, and we lived across the street from a great aunt of mine, Aunt Cody. You know, so it was a little rental house. I remember that.
I don't remember hearing about Aunt Cody.
Oh, really? She was one of Grandpa Charlie's sisters of that Galloway tribe.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah. She was kind of one of my favorite aunts, actually. She was a big liar, but
liar.
You know, but well, she was. She was not above making up stories, but I always kind of liked her, you know. She loved me. She was the only relative I had who ever called me by my first name, Janice. I was her little Janny always, but yeah, everyone else, I was Irene, so.
So how come you never did go by Janice?
Grandpa Charlie, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I was named, Irene was after Mom's best friend, Irene Cavender. And so he called her Big Irene, and I was Little Irene. And it just stuck that I was called Irene. Well, when we moved to Nebraska, then Mom told me I could go by Janice if I wanted to, because it was kind of confusing.
Sure.
And but it just didn't sound right after years of being called Irene to go by Janice. So I stayed Irene. I introduced myself in the Crete Public Schools, fifth grade, as my name is Janice Irene Williams.
Oh.
But I prefer to be called Irene. And they never let me forget it. I go to class reunions and I still hear it. You know,
oh, man.
They remember that, you know. And they talked, I thought they talked so fast, being of Czech descent, Czech and German descent in Crete, and I talked so slow, I couldn't understand a word they were saying. Well, you know, it took me a while.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
So you were in, you guys were in Crete then by the time you were in fifth grade?
Yeah. It had to have been hard on your mom. She would have been in ninth grade then. It had to have been a really difficult time for her to move, I would think. You know, ninth grade, being that age.
Going into high school then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was in high school.
Yeah.
Ninth grade was in Crete.
Yeah, and everybody would have known each other.
Mm-hmm. I made friends pretty quickly, mm-hmm. You know. But I've always been the kind who makes friends pretty easily. So your mom wasn't.
So did she have a tough time in high school then, or?
Your mom was always, well, I guess we all were trained to be a little bit of the rebel. She more so than I. Your mom was one of those people who always got caught. I don't know if you ran around with the group you ran around with. There was always one or two that got caught. If mm-hmm. you all were doing something bad,
yeah.
She was one of them.
They looked guilty and they were always caught.
Yeah, and then she'd smart mouth the teachers and all. And of course, she was smart. She was smart, you know, but she thought she was smarter than everyone else and got her in trouble a lot. She, for 2 years, they didn't take pep club buses to away games because of your mother, because she and a friend stole the yard line markers from Nebraska City, from the football field, and got caught with them on the school bus. So they just decided they wouldn't take any pep club buses anymore.
Oh, no. Okay.
She had to have been about a junior in high school when she did that.
So was she involved in any clubs in high school?
Probably pep club. And probably drama, as I recall, you know, speech and drama. Your mom was good mm-hmm. at that. I remember her being in the plays. But I don't know that she was necessarily a class leader.
Yeah.
You know, she was smart. Like I say, always smart. But I don't, she never, even as a child, never was a joiner much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall her belonging to Girl Scouts. You know, I did. She tried to play saxophone in the band, and that was a joke. She had no musical talent.
Yeah.
You know, she
that.
And I both took piano, and I passed her by in 6 months, you know, but she just wasn't musically talented. Nicole's a little like that.
But at least Nicole's coordinated.
I don't know if I'd go that far. She's gotten better. She took remedial PE.
Oh, that's
she came
bad.
Home when she was in second grade at Pirtle and Lincoln. She was going to be put in a special PE class. I thought, what the heck is this? So I called, and it was kind of a remedial PE because she was kind of uncoordinated. So,
oh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of clubs did you belong to then?
All of them, just about.
Yeah.
You know.
It was a small school, though.
Yeah, it was. I not only wanted to belong to them, I wanted to run them. Even then, I was a bit of a control freak in some regards. I was a cheerleader. I was in a group called Y Teens, which was kind of a Christian organization, which I doubt exists in schools today. I was a class officer from sophomore year on. Ran for school president, got defeated by boy, which I thought was totally unfair.
Was that Randy?
No, No, it wasn't. Oh, gosh. I mean, drama club, of course. I was in all the plays, all the musicals. I never did any solos, but at least I could kind of sing and dance a little bit. I liked school. It gave me an opportunity to be away from home.
Yeah.
You know, so I liked being at school. So what? I was a Girl Scout, belonged to the youth group at church. Like I say, if there was a group, I was probably involved at some point. I didn't belong to science club or math club.
Oh,
those weren't my strong suits.
There's your downfall.
Yeah, that's probably it.
So where'd you meet Uncle Chuck then?
In school. He was a year ahead of me at Crete. He wouldn't leave me alone. He was a stalker.
A stalker.
A high school stalker.
Oh, no.
I went out with him because he had a car.
Yeah, that makes
he
sense.
He could drive. You know, nothing, you know, about me that would you know, have been above that.
Yeah. So where'd you guys go, like, when you went on dates and whatnot?
Well, the big thing in Crete, when you were, regardless of whether you were on a date or not, was you had to cruise. You know, I don't know, someone's car, you cruised Main Street up and down, around, mm-hmm. you know, flirting, looking for boys, looking for girls. Your Uncle Chuck and I'd go to Lincoln a lot to movies or something like that. Sometimes to Crete to the movies.
Yeah.
That's about it.
They didn't have any dance clubs or anything like that?
Your Uncle Chuck wouldn't have danced. Good grief.
Well, I figured maybe, you know, trying
to
impress
you. He always
said
he was busy learning other things.
Busy learning other things.
Never learned to dance, which is kind of amazing because Uncle Gus was a really great dancer.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. He was. And Dick's a good dancer, but Chuck, it's kind of like your mom. Yeah. No rhythm.
No rhythm. I can believe that. So what was, so Jimmy's how many years younger than
Jim's you? Jim's 9 years younger than me. I thought I was going to be happy having a little brother, but I found out that that meant I was no longer the baby in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And your sister, of course, doted on Jim.
Yeah.
Your sister, your mom, my sister doted on Jim. She was kind of his surrogate mother. I mean, she was really his second mom. You know, I, on the other hand, would just sooner left him in a ditch for someone to pick up. But no, he was a cute little boy. He really was. He was kind of naughty.
He was born in Crete then?
No, he was not born in Crete. He was born in Monette, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
At the Catholic hospital, and Granny almost died having him.
Really?
He was born, they induced labor, and the doctor hadn't gotten there yet to, it really worked quickly, and so they held him in the birth canal. One of the nun nurses did, and his head was all deformed when he was born. Today you would sue over it, and I've always thought that's why he's a little slow. He had a big water, I think I'd call it hydrocephalia now, but it was till he was probably, a year old, very noticeable, till it went away, His head was misshapen.
And so why'd they hold him in the birth canal?
Because the doctor wasn't there to deliver.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's this scary. Was back in 1956, you know.
Yeah.
Things were done differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, back to Crete. So how long did you and Uncle Chuck date? I mean, were you high school and then you...
Well, we dated and broke up a lot for 8 years. Before we got married. Let's see, We got married in 69. Yeah, we started dating pretty young.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I was 14, I think. No, I was 15 because he was 16. He could drive.
Oh, that's right.
He used to, when we'd break up and I'd date other boys, he would, and I said he was a stalker.
Yeah?
He really was.
What?
He'd follow us.
Oh, that's bad.
He threw one in some rose bushes. Another one he kicked somewhere, but, I mean, he was a very jealous individual.
Well, didn't he date other girls?
Not much.
Oh.
No, not really too much.
So you were the one?
I guess. For him, I was, apparently. He did date when he went away to college.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he went away to college to Kansas?
K-State. Yeah, in Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. So tell me about Uncle Gus.
He was a great dad-in-law. He was a nice person, good individual. My girls adored their grandfather. You know, actually, they were both good grandparents, you know, to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Gus loved him unconditionally. Yeah. I do think he spanked Nicole once, but that's because she was smothering Kira with a pillow.
That's a good
and
reason.
Felt he needed to step in. But, I mean, they could have, I always joked about, they could have had a gun and, you know, shot someone and he would have defended them.
Sure.
That, you know, they didn't mean to. Well, just a childish prank.
Just kids being kids.
Yeah, no, he was a good guy. He was a character, too.
Now, he had an interesting story about...
He had lots of interesting stories.
Being in the war?
Yeah, he was a captain with the Air Force. I don't think they called it the Air Force in World War II, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Army, and it was called the Air Corps or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a captain, and he sent crews out from Great Britain, sent planes out from Great Britain. I know it really bothered him a lot, because a lot of times he'd send them out and they wouldn't come back from their missions. And that's why he did not want to be buried in the ground, was because he saw so many of the soldiers. It was winter time, and they were putting the cold graves over there, and he just didn't want anything. So he's in a mausoleum. He didn't want to be buried in the ground because of that.
That's neat.
And that's also was part of his hearing problem, was he would go up in the plains. And there is not a World War II pilot who's not deaf.
Oh, sure.
You know, because they were so, well, any of the flight crew, for that matter, they were so noisy, the planes were, and they didn't offer them ear protection. Plus, they also, a little known fact is they kept those guys pretty high on drugs. The service did.
Mm-hmm.
They put them on, I'm not sure if it was amphetamines or some sort of drug that kept them hyped up, because they didn't know when they'd have to go out on a mission. And, you know, they had to be ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So he came back kind of, he had a medical discharge because of it. You know, and he spent some time in the hospital back here.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Almost like, not shell shock, but it would be post-traumatic stress syndrome today is what they would call it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but back then, I don't think they had that name for it.
Yeah. Oh, so, that's cool.
Your grandfather, your real
grandfather,
Grandpa Smith, Roland Smith, was also in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
He served with Chenault's Flying Tigers, which you're giving me a blank look. Was
no,
a
I
really
know
famous.
Yeah.
They were stationed now in the Asian arena.
He was a mechanic,
wasn't
mm-hmm.
he? He was a mechanic, yeah. He could have gone to ROTC, or not ROTC, officer training,
mm-hmm.
OCS.
OCS.
Officers Candidate School. Gus did. Gus went to, was it Yale or Harvard where they sent him for that?
I think he went to
Chuck's
Harvard.
Chuck's dad, yeah. Roland could have gone, but he didn't want to. Because he didn't, there's the rebellion thing. He didn't like officers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure what his rank was when he left the service. But they were stationed, before he went overseas, they were stationed down in Texas and Oklahoma. On bases down there. Marguerite and Gus were stationed in Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
And then they traveled clear across country. And they could only go so far each day because of the ration of gasoline. It would only take them so far each day, and they could only get gas once a day. And so they'd sleep in the car along the way from the West Coast to the East Coast.
So they didn't take the train?
No, they had a car they drove. Now, Marguerite took the train out to Sacramento to marry Gus. They,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, no, they drove across country.
Oh, wow.
Now, that was before air conditioning and paved roads all the way.
Oh, yeah, that'd be something.
Yeah,
wouldn't
it?
No,
and cars that overheated and...
Oh, no. That wouldn't be any fun at all. Mm-mm. No radios.
Of course, I remember cars before they had air conditioning, because Herb wouldn't let us have air conditioning in a car. Then they'd buy a new car, Lance, and they'd... Every 5 years, we bought a new car. 4 or 5 years. 4 years. And they'd send away to a place called Finger Hut. And I think it's still in existence. And they'd get these plastic seat covers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To cover up the upholstery. So when they sold the car in 4 years, the upholstery would be pristine, you know.
You
didn't want the kids throwing up on it or something. So in the summer with no air conditioning and you wore shorts,
<It's
stiff. laughs> it was terrible. In the winter when it was cold, I mean, it was horrid. Oh, and they'd put my sister, your mom, Jim and me in the back seat, you know, and invariably Jim would get car sick.
Oh, yeah.
Or he'd want to lay on me and it'd be hot. And...
Oh. So did you guys go on trips then?
No, never went on vacation. That would have been unheard of. The only vacations we went on were down to the Ozarks to visit Grandma and Grandpa,
mm-hmm.
and to clean Grandma's house, or that Mom and Dad would go fishing. The only vacation I went on as a child was when Mom was married to Roland yet, and we went to Colorado 1 year. And I do remember that. I was kindergarten age, and I do remember that.
So what did you do out in Colorado?
Toured the mountains. Yeah. We went to Mesa Verde. I remember we were in Colorado Springs. We went up Pikes Peak. We took a tour, went in a touring vehicle up Pikes Peak, and we rode up with two sisters. They were elderly, but they were, and I don't know if they were Neiman's or Marcus, but they were part of that family,
one of
the families that owned Neiman Marcus. And I passed out going up Pikes Peak, and so they kind of babied me, and, well, altitude sickness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, babied me and made over me. I kind of remember that. And then we stayed at a motel, and back then motels were far different than they are today, but the driveway and the parking lot were lined with, you know, those gorgeous Colorado rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was such a rock hound, so I thought they were free. And I loaded the trunk up with a bunch of them.
Oh, no.
And they had to take them out, put them back.
But, meanies.
Yeah. That's the only vacation we ever went on. There's a picture somewhere of your mom and I and Granny standing out in front of the motel. I think I've got it. I'll copy it for you sometime.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. So tell me about getting married with Uncle Chuck. What was the wedding?
Well, let's see. There was this nephew of mine that was in the wedding. He would have been five. Would that have been Lance?
It was a good-looking nephew.
Yeah, he was a cutie. We all doted on Lance, no doubt about that. And no one was watching Lance before the wedding. And so he felt the need to play the pipe organ and sing Jingle Bells to the people who had assembled already, although he could do neither very well. Well, he did sing Jingle Bells, I guess, okay, but the organ was another story.
Well, yeah.
We got married February 1st, 1969. I had, your mother was one of my bridesmaids, my friend Linda Moody, a friend Sandy, and my friend Jeannie, who's since died too, were all in my wedding. Mm-hmm. Chuck's, entourage was Bruce Johnson. I don't remember if you remember Bruce.
Mm-mm.
Paulo Strout, you wouldn't have known. His brother Dick. And then Dick Moody, Linda's husband.
Okay. Cool. Where'd you guys go on a honeymoon?
We took off and went down south. We went to Galveston.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then we went over to New Orleans from there and back to Nebraska, and the car broke down numerous times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
No, it wasn't. Not necessarily. But it was a good trip.
And then y'all lived in Lincoln?
Mm-hmm. We lived in Lincoln. Chuck was a pharmaceutical rep. I worked for Central Telephone and Utilities Corporation. And then your mom was, you know, secretary to the dean of the law college.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to work there as a work-study student. Nothing was rigged that I got that job or anything.
No.
And then I went back to school for a while, the art college there. And then Nicole was born in 72 and Kira in 74. And we moved to the country in December of 80, down to Hallam.
Was that 80?
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that seem... Isn't that amazing?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I'll be 27 years here in December.
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to only live there 2 years, you know.
I know. Granny still says you're going to be leaving any minute now.
Well, if I had my way, I would. I've got Chuck talking a little bit more about it.
Really?
So, yeah.
Where would you and move out to Colorado?
We don't know. We haven't decided yet.
How much longer does he have to till he retires?
Well, the bad thing about that, we can talk about that later, is, of course, your health insurance.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So you can go on Medicare. That's a big bite.
Yeah. So you want to hang on to that.
Yeah. Besides which, where else do you get paid that well for doing nothing?
He works
the government.
He works hard.
The government.
Oh,
yeah.
No, don't go
no,
there.
No, he does work hard.
Don't go there. So talk about the Galloways.
What I know about the Galloways.
Those are Granny's people.
I know that, but I'm trying to think. I know more about them than I do the Smiths, I'll guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
There were 12 siblings for my grandfather had 12 siblings. Two died very young or at birth. I'm not sure which. There were 10 that survived. Great-grandma, who was a Reed, Mahala Reed.
Did you know her?
Yeah, she was blind, but she didn't even see several of her children.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she was blind when she had several of her children. From the time I remember her as a little girl, she was bedridden.
Okay.
Yeah, but she always had her hair in a long braid, long gray hair, and it was always in a braid, and she'd be in this little nightgown in the bed, you know, and we'd have to go see Ma Galloway when we'd go visit, and I always remember her braid hanging over her shoulder.
Yeah.
And her hands. She always had her hands folded, like she was praying.
So who helped her out? I mean,
she lived with, we called her Aunt Nan or Aunt Maggie. Mm. Everyone in that family had strange nicknames.
Yeah.
Aunt Cody, I asked Mom once where Aunt Cody got her nickname. She said, well, that was her middle name. It was Elizabeth Cody Galloway. Now, where Cody came from, I have no idea. Your grandpa, Charlie, was named, his nickname was Sago, Seago.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that meant or where that would have come from. Aunt Louise was Pete. She was called Pete, Aunt Pete. Now, Aunt Nan was Nancy Margaret, I think was her name, so that I can understand where.
That kind of makes
but she
sense.
Was, sometimes you called her Aunt Nan, sometimes you called her Aunt Maggie. Just depended. Aunt Kathleen was Aunt Cass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just everyone had nicknames, but they were kind of a brawling bunch.
They always fought?
Well, the guys did for sure. There was Uncle Tom and Uncle Jess and, of course, Grandpa Charlie. And then one uncle that I didn't know, Uncle Dick, I don't remember him at all. He was the one that looked a little bit like Errol Flynn in the pictures. I don't know if you've seen the photo of the guy. He's got the jodhpurs on, you know. And, yeah. But probably true hill people. I mean, hard-working bunch for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa Charlie worked hard. So did Grandma Galloway, or I mean, you know, Grandma Corey, too.
So tell me what jobs Grandpa Galloway
had. I don't remember him having. The only thing I remember him as was, you know, janitor at this high school, but he farmed. I know he also cut timbers for the railroad when he was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
10 or 12, he was out doing a man's work, you know, to help support his family because his father was a no good alcoholic.
Yeah.
So, see, that comes from both sides.
Yeah, lucky.
Grandma Cora's family, while I think maybe he had a little more class and culture, didn't necessarily make them all there. There's a weakness for alcohol there as well as some mental instability, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. So, but back then, I kind of think she probably had thyroid problems like Kira does.
Really?
Yeah. And back then, a lot of thyroid patients were diagnosed as being insane, you know, and sent to sanatoriums.
How come?
Well, because when you're... study hyperthyroidism sometimes. It does some weird things to you. Your heart's racing 126 beats a minute. You're not necessarily thinking clearly. You know, it affects your thinking.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. So what are some memories you have of Granny?
My mother?
Yeah. Let's start nice.
Boy, that's a hard one there. I always thought she was beautiful when I was a little girl. I remember telling her once I thought she was prettier than Marilyn Monroe. Mm. And she laughed. She was a difficult mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she still is.
Sure.
You know, my kids probably say the same thing about me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, not at all. But I think, you know, Nicole probably sees this better because she's removed a generation, that it was probably because she was raised so cruelly, you know, that she didn't know how to be necessarily a good and loving mother. She was very quick-tempered and very quick to strike out. Your mom took a lot of beatings from your grandma.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, Grandma doesn't remember it. Granny doesn't, but I do, you know, so. But she was also, Charlie Galloway was not an easy person to live with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and my grandma, I guess, was not easy to live with either. That she was pretty hard on your granny, my mother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, I think she was jealous because Granny loved her dad so much, loved Charlie so much, and Grandma Corey did not have a happy life. You know, she'd been raised Southern Baptist. They couldn't even ice skate or do anything fun, you know. And Grandpa came from this bunch of people that liked to dance and drink and carry time. On. Yeah. And how those two ever ended up together, although he had met Grandma when she was a little girl, or not a little girl, maybe she was about 12. And Mom says he told someone then that's the prettiest little girl he'd ever seen. So he must have been smitten.
Yeah.
You know, she had beautiful red hair, I guess, and quite the temper to match. But I think being married to Charlie took a lot of that out of her, a lot of her spunk and her fire. I think he broke her spirit. I've always said that. When I was down visiting, gosh, I must have been 10 or 9 or 10. And you know what that ground is like down there,
oh,
how
yeah,
hard
rocky.
It is. Of course, he had to have that big old huge garden always.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They canned and put up for the winter and fed a lot of people out of that garden. But he was trying to plow it with a push plow. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's got push a wheel on it.
Oh,
and it's got
yeah.
a plow. And
yeah,
he was trying to turn the ground. And the ground was too hard. So, and Grandma had high blood pressure and I was a big old heavy set gal. And so he'd hooked himself up to this plow, and she was supposed to push it and make the rows straight while he pulled it to get it through that hard old red Missouri soil, and it didn't work. So he hooked her up to it, and he pushed it because she wouldn't make the rows straight enough, and those rows had to be straight, by golly.
Oh, man.
And I was furious. I mean, and I told my mom I was really upset, and that's always stuck with me because I remember Grandma sweating, and I knew she had high blood pressure, and I thought she's going to keel over and die, and I was so mad at him, you know. One time I told him, I was jumping on the bed, and you didn't do that when you were a kid my age growing up, and
yeah.
I think it's because the beds probably weren't very sturdy,
well, yeah.
And I was jumping on the bed, and he caught me, and he was going to take the fly swatter to me. And I told him he couldn't because I was company. And he got to laughing so hard he never did spank me, I don't think. I didn't get near the spankings your mother did.
Well, why do you think that is?
Well, she was more blatant about her misbehavior than I was. She got caught. If we would fight or be doing something wrong, she would be loud and screaming about it. And I, on the other hand, was always very soft-spoken, which you wouldn't know now to know me.
Yeah.
But she would be the one they would hear. You know, and so she would be the one who'd get the punishment, although she was kind of mean at times.
At times. So what's one of your if when you look back on your childhood, one of those memories that's like, oh, that was nice?
Well, I think even though we fought a lot, you know, I miss your mom a lot, too. We always kind of stuck up for each other when we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad had divorced. It was really hard on me because I was a daddy's girl. And we were staying with Granny Fanny. And Mom hated my dad because he came back from the war. And she was no longer number one in Mom's life, you know. And Grandma, she was moved away from Grandma and Grandpa Charlie. And I don't remember what it was he was going to spank her for. But, she's running around the outside of the house, and I remember grabbing his leg and stopping him. So I do miss her, Lance.
I know. Sorry, said I wasn't going to make you cry.
Well, it's hard not to sometimes. There isn't a Christmas memory I have of being young that's not tied up with your mother.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to sit in church at Christmas and the old carols and all and not think of her, too. So, like I say, for all our fighting and all, we were still sisters, and there's something to be said for that. I never had that closeness with Jim, ever. I know that I did with your mom.
How come you think he was that? Because he was that young?
The age difference, yep. and the resentment. I think I was resentful. I mean, I don't want to say that I was a bad person and resented my half-brother, but
yeah.
I think I was, you know, retrospect. You better cover some ground here.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
So what's, how about a funny memory?
A funny memory?
Funny memory.
Of what?
Good question. How about...
A lot of fun, too, yeah. You know. How about what?
How about a Galloway Legacy family?
Oh, my God, there's too many of those. You know, I saw you had asked on there on family stories and all, and, you know, family sayings, and, of course, you've heard the, you say you married a slaughter, you know, where that one comes from.
Uh-uh.
You have never heard that one?
No.
That's an older one, but my grandma was deaf, and so was her sister Flora.
Okay.
And it was Grandma's funeral, and Aunt Flora came, and I hadn't seen Aunt Flora in a number of years, and she wouldn't know who I was. So I'm trying to explain to a deaf person, and I'm kind of, you know, yelling really loud, "Why, Marie's daughter." And she looks at her husband, she says, "Did she say she married a slaughter?" And Bill McCullough, do you remember Bill at all?
Yeah.
He fell off the chair. He was laughing so hard. So that one stuck after that. It's always been, if you don't understand someone, and Mom does this, your granny too, you say you married a slaughter. No, there's lots of, I mean, family stories. You've heard most of them probably, except that one.
Yeah. Well, tell me another family story, even though I've heard it.
Good one or bad one?
Let's make it good.
Good, bad, or indifferent?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see, there was you and your grandpa the time you turned the water on him.
Oh, yeah.
My stepfather,
when he was out
did
gardening.
Adore you, you know. It was pretty, funny, you know, to hear grandma, granny tell it, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because he never yelled at you because you were such a good little boy,
yeah.
And then you turned the water on him, and I guess he was a little bit angry with you. Of course, you know. The story about him burning down the trailer, you know, that one's a family legend, yeah.
The trailer,
and then of course that sounds like my luck. The new fire engine in town, the battery's dead, you know, and the hydrant he'd hooked up didn't work. So yeah, or they had no water pressure. That was it. That's why it burnt down. But you know, and Granny didn't always have an easy life either. I give her credit for that. She's worked hard. She was a hard worker. You know, to have to leave Crete and move back down to the Ozarks and take, you know, then you move down there and your new home burns up and, you know, then your husband dies shortly after and your grand got to take care of your ailing parents. That's not easy, you know, and raising a rotten teenager at the same time.
Spirited.
Yeah. Spirited. I think rotten covers it.
Hey, I'm glad you did this.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks. You made me cry.
All right. That was my goal.
Oh, was it? I bet it was.